just a, what do you call that?
Pot.
Just a pot. You ever heard anybody call it a kettle?
I have, yeah. I've heard the word. Nope. I haven't heard that call a kettle. Mm-hmm. I've heard, there's a little black pot that people used to hang around the fireplace. And a top on it. Mm-hmm. That's about yay big.
You would call that a kettle?
They call that kettle's way.
Okay. What about, what do you call the container that you use to keep cut flowers in? That's a what?
The canner? You mean for your flowers? Right. Flower decanter?
Flower decanter. Have you ever heard that referred to as anything else?
Flower pot?
Okay. Would you consider a flower pot something that you would have inside, you know, for ornamental purposes?
Yes.
Okay, what about a vase? What would you call a vase?
Like that over there.
Okay. How would you describe that just with a tape? How would you describe any vase?
Oh, I guess,
How is it different from a decanter? You mentioned that word.
Well, that is homemade, and yeah. Also, it's made of clay, I think. And it's sort of round in the center with a very small top.
Do you consider a vase maybe more extravagant or ornamental maybe than a regular decanter? Just wondering if there's any distinction.
No distinction.
No distinction, okay. What are some of the eating utensils that you use for any meal?
Knife, fork, spoon.
You might speak in terms of a set of steak.
Knives.
Okay. After you get through eating, what do you do to the dishes? You have to
scrape them.
Scrape them. You call that the process of. Wife says it's time to go.
Scrape
the dishes. Have you ever heard anybody say just wash the dishes?
Right, which includes the whole process of that, yeah.
The whole process. Mm-hmm. Scraping the dishes would just be one step then in the entire process of washing the dishes.
Right.
Okay. And after she gets through washing the dishes, she has to use clear water to
rinse
the dishes. Okay. What do you call that cloth or rag that someone would use in washing dishes?
Dishcloth.
And what about that cloth or rag that you would use in drying them?
Dish towel.
Dish towel, okay. And what about the little square of cloth that you might use to bathe your face?
Washcloth.
And after you get through bathing, the one that you use to dry your entire body?
Towel.
The towel. Have you ever heard a towel called anything else? Okay. What about the thing on the kitchen sink that the water comes out of?
Faucet.
The faucet. What about if it were in the yard? What would you call that?
Faucet.
The faucet. And what would you call the little device on a portable water container, you know, that the water comes out of?
A faucet.
Got a long faucet, okay. You might say that last night it got so cold that our water pipes
burst.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you bought a lot of flour, you probably bought it in one of these big things, you know, with the wooden staves. What do you call that thing?
If I bought a lot of what?
A lot of flour.
F-L-O-U-R?
Right.
Wooden stave. A barrel?
Mm-hmm. Lower than a barrel. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, what would a large quantity of molasses come in, would you think?
A drum? Metal?
What about, is there any particular name for a large lard can? Have you ever heard people speak of a stand of lard or a stand of molasses?
I've heard that word.
Yeah.
A long time ago. Somewhere, I don't know where it was.